somebody's eating them all, you say the oranges are
all gone.
All gone.
All gone.
Okay. Did you have a bunch of hungry kids around
yeah.
here?
Well, lots of times, you know, as I said, they'd come in, children would, you know, and that, well, I said, when I was kidding, come on, we had an old stove down on the creek right back of the house of Spring Branch, and we'd go to Peanut House and pick out a lot of peanuts and potatoes and take them down and roast them. That's what was our pastime, you know,
yeah.
anything.
A lot of peanuts, you say a passel, would you ever say that?
Yes, they'd get you a pack of peanuts, and yeah, you'd go to the, down on the creek to parch, you know, if they had an old stove, if they, anybody give you an old stove, you take it down and we'd pick up trash and put it in, make us a fire, make us some roasted things, you know, down there on the vine.
Yeah.
They'd have to call you, you want to go to the house, or you know they're going to make you do something if you went to the house. And they'd, like, I had three uncles, and Virginia comes to our house one son, the next son would go, you know, have this big, only once a week. Well, when us kids would get there, they had what we call a playhouse that, you know, we'd get out on, go down there, we'd get our stuff, go down there. They come to our house. That's what, that was when we were little kids, you know, that's where you entertained each other.
What were your uncle's names?
One was named, one was named William, and the other was named Bill, and the other named Jim.
I see. So you call the one named William, you call him Uncle?
Uncle. We call them all Uncle. See, Uncle Jim, and Uncle Bill, and Uncle William. And my father was named Si, and they say Uncle Si when he'd come to my house.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about did you ever use the word tassel?
No, I don't believe it did.
You know, I was a tassel of this,
yeah.
A tassel of that. Okay. Now, you might say, this soup is so hot, I can't.
This soup's so hot, I can't swallow it. That's what we said. The soup is so hot, I just can't swallow it.
There's one thing I can't swallow, it's smoke. Some people smoke pipes, others smoke.
Yeah. Well, see, my father, he chewed tobacco.
I see.
Because he never did smoke, he always chewed tobacco.
But some people smoke pipes, others smoke
cigarettes.
And others smoke
beer. Yeah. Now, when we was kids, you know, we smoked what you call cross vines.
Really?
Yes. Used to be a vine go down on the creek, you could get it, and to be a little round vine. Just like kids will do, and you could take it and you split it open, and it had four pieces, four sections.
Yes, ma'am.
And you could take that thing, just smoke it, and God would make your mouth so sore you'd get a faint. But that's what kids would do, you know. I guess, of course, no grown people never did anything.
Yeah.
But kids would do that. They could smoke it, that they like it big, you know, like you smoke a cross vine, you know, and everything.
My father smoked those big fat. Things,
cigarette. I mean, you mean the cigars.
Yeah.
But see, I never seen a cigar when I was coming on. I didn't know what cigar was then. I never heard of any. But I said, children didn't know as much then as you do now because you didn't go to town. And then you went to town to get you, when they went to get you some shoes. You know, the way that you got new shoes?
Yeah.
We'd take your foot off and put it down on a piece of paper and then measure your toe and measure your heel. And they get your shoes to fit you. That's right. And you didn't get but about two pairs a year either. One of them would have brass toes on the end for every day, and the other would be Sunday shoes, but they're called Sunday shoes.
Well, Miss, can you tell me about some of the animals you had here? What sort of animals?
Well, we didn't have nothing. We had sheep and goats and hogs. The only kind of animals we had.
I see.
Yeah, and horses and, you know, and mules that they worked in the field with.
All right. Well, about clothes and what people wore.
Well, then they made their own clothes, mostly, you know. As I said, that they wore what you'd call worsted. It's a kind of a thick-looking stuff that's kind of thin. I mean, you know, that's what you'd call worsted. So that's what they wore then. Most, of course, you know, they wore long dresses, you know. You know what dresses was, all down to the ankles, you know.
Yeah.
Anything, and they made their own clothes, and it maybe the sleeve would fit you tight up here, then it'd be a great big what they call mutton ham sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they made their own clothes. You know, these are what my clothes were. Made the men's clothes. My mama made all my daddy's